adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Nah, fam, you grew up in a tree.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of Tabletop Champions. I'm Lauren, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kaya, who plays Urpax.
And I guess he won the argument, but I walked away with the turnips.
Sean, who plays Clover.
Cowabunga, don't have a cow, man.
Ben, who plays Throden.
Hello.
Stephanie, who plays Raquel.
Kids are great. You can teach them to hate the things you hate. With the internet and all, they basically raise themselves.
And Matt, who plays Fennel.
Why you don't even make like a tree and leave?
Oh, you know, I'll take that. I'll take that. That's generic, but I'll take it. Hi guys.
Hi.
I was floundering there.
Hi.
Hey, you know what? It's okay. It's a good one. Last week on the Tabletop Champions, our adventurers faced the final stretches of Grifto's adventure. They finally came face to face with a giant construct that emerged from the gates. And as soon as they defeated that and entered into the Goblin City, it became apparent that Dawn was here. However, she showed her true form as a hag. Boo! And was in a race against the team to get to the doors.
Called it.
Yep, called it. Fuck it. Everyone who called it, you're welcome. Good job. You all get inspiration. Just kidding. But, showed her true form as a hag, and there was a race to get to the doors of the castle first. On top of all that, you also had to invade the giant horde of goblins that seemed to start rushing you. However, luckily, Sir Nora Sable was there to help chase away, and with some magic from Throden, the goblins were thwarted temporarily. Well, long enough to get to the gates. Yeah, you guys made it to the gates, and Grifto sent you guys back to Trenton, and that is where we're going to pick up.
Oh, and we're level 8 now, right?
Nope.
Oh, I'm sure you said something like us hitting level 8.
Fake news.
Guys, I'm not ready to be level 8.
I think it's...
Tweet at me later.
That in my notes.
Ben, don't you turn on me.
This is when you're supposed to say, Ben, you don't take notes.
You just remember it all.
Just remember it all.
Like
it goes directly into your data store.
I mean, it's in. We it shows in podcast notes, Lauren, and it says we hit level 8.
That's fake news. You just put that in there, bitch. Don't even try.
I don't know. It's pinned, so
yeah, it seems. I mean,
that seems legit.
I am being attacked. I don't appreciate this. I'm hurt. I am offended.
Lauren's a monster for not letting us level up.
It's coming, hang on. All right, so
we're back in the sewers.
You guys are back in the sewers, and as you look around, you realize it's completely dark. Unless you have dark vision, it's really hard to see down here, and it seems that everything's pretty silent.
I strike a torch and look for the first grating.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a perception check.
11.
You're kind of looking left, looking right. You think you may see a grate a little bit ways down the way. It's probably about 10 feet away from you. Wait, hold on. How long or how far does the light shed from a torch? I think it's like 20 feet.
Yeah.
You see
20, 40, I believe.
I believe you're right. So we'll just say that. You see a grate a little bit down the ways.
Okay. Guys, how long were we there? It's really quiet now.
It's hard to say. We were in a different dimension, so time isn't necessarily the same there as it is here.
Clover ponders that for a second and gets wide-eyed, and he's like, Mom! And he goes running towards the grating.
Okay. Clover, don't rush too far ahead.
So
Clover, I can handle myself, Fennel!
Whoa.
You rush towards the grating, and as you get to the ladder that climbs up to it, there's actually a corpse laying at the bottom. And it's laying face down.
Okay.
Investigate the corpse.
Is it a human?
So you look at it, and it's really interesting because this, whatever's laying down at the ground, is pale. It's pale-skinned, pale hair. But go ahead and roll me a... let's do an intelligence check, just a general intelligence check.
Okay. Intelligence. a great roll of 6.
There's something a little familiar about this creature, but you're not quite sure. What do you do?
Step over it and continue to the grating.
Okay, cool. So you start climbing up to the grating, and it's got the bars. You're probably able to, with enough oomph, able to lift it off. And you can kind of see it a little bit outside. Your vision is very impaired, but the darkness is still there. And as you're kind of like looking out, go ahead and roll me another perception check as you're looking through the grates at disadvantage because it's very limited size.
15.
You still get a good view. And from your vantage point where you're at, not vantage point, you don't see anything.
No buildings, no...
Nothing. You see
it just looks like a crater?
You see like the ground has almost looks like it's been scorched and you see nothing around you.
Ew.
Guys?
Yeah?
You might want to come up here.
Might come up there.
I do too.
Yeah.
And you guys do see the corpse also on the ground.
You know what?
I roll a...
Yeah.
What would I roll to recognize the corpse?
Go ahead and roll me just a straight up intelligence check.
Can I do that as well?
Urpax? Yeah, absolutely. Urpax? Right, you would recognize this as a changeling.
It's a changeling. Okay.
It's a changeling. And as you're looking at him,
his natural form?
Yeah. Them. My apologies. As you're looking at them.
Personal lore opinion. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
No,
same thing.
Absolutely. Right. I agree. It's them. As you're looking at them, you recognize that the cape that they are wearing has a dragonfly brooch on it. And you recognize that this may have been Thindrin Flamebeard.
Oh, okay.
And his face looks... their face looks boiled.
How long... Hold on. Let me read something real fast.
Welcome back to Trenton.
This is where Lauren has gone full monster.
No.
I think to do the thing I want, they would have had to die in my presence. Okay.
What's the thing?
Let me say what it does. The line in particular says, when a humanoid dies within 30 feet of you,
that's fair.
That seems like a non-starter right there. So just double checking it.
Oh shit, you have that.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't used it yet.
I know exactly what that is. Yeah, oh damn. Yeah, okay. I got you, fam.
So I don't want to necessarily say what I'm talking about.
No, that's fine.
Just yet. But yeah, no, that's a fun thing. All right. Well, I can't do it. Can I make a sleight of hand? And try to take that dragonfly. Oh, no. Okay. Well, I do a bad job of stealthily taking the dragonfly brooch, but I take it.
Yeah. Everyone who has a passive of 10 or higher sees Urpax reach down and pluck the brooch and slip into his pocket.
Urpax, you're stealing from the dead?
This was the brooch worn by Thindrin. It's our only clue. I'm taking it.
That's Thindrin?
Maybe. This was his brooch, maybe. Either way, taking it.
Are you going to be using that corpse?
Are you gonna eat that? That's the necromancer equivalent of are you gonna eat that? Are you gonna eat that pickle?
I will say that is a question that never becomes less unsettling. But no, all yours, I guess.
What the fuck?
I just like slowly like step away from and from Thoradin.
Are you done with that corpse, Jesus?
I'm gonna throw it in.
You're so proud of yourself, aren't you, Ben?
Yeah.
Are you gonna keep that?
He's a good character.
But yeah, no, he's so. Thoradin is gonna walk over to the corpse, reach out his hand, and mycelia will erupt from the palm of his hand and integrate into this dead guy there.
Fantastic! And now
and
you
then
have
he stands up.
You have a zombie. And you can see that he's still got all his gear, he's got his cape, everything. It's just in a change, they're just in a changeling form. And you have a zombie. Congratulations on your fucking zombie. All right. And Clover is still peering through the grates at the top.
I thought I pushed him off. Could I not?
Yeah, by now you definitely pushed it off. And as you stand up, you're able to push the grate off and you're able to climb out. Go ahead and you don't even need a perception check. Everywhere around you is gone. The earth is scorched. There are no bodies. There's no buildings. There's no remnants or trace of Trenton.
Congratulations, Lauren. You're officially a monster. Second.
You're a monster.
No!
Did you know that there were women and children and men
city.
And everybody in that
an
town?
City, so monster. Good news. It's okay. We all knew this was going to happen eventually. We're all proud of you. Good work. But on that, the next thing is, is it a nature check? Or what would it be for me to... like try to figure out what the hell did this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So let me think about this for a second. You can roll a nature or arcana check.
All right. So arcana is this one.
18.
So actually pretty decent.
Urpax, you're looking at the ground and just trying to kind of get an idea of what could have caused this.
I've set some shit on fire in my days.
You absolutely have. And typically with fire, you can find a starting point and see where it spread out and where it died off and what caused it. This, however, it's hard to determine. There's possibly spells that could be amplified to this magnitude to cause this, but it looks contained. It looks like it's very direct. All the scorch marks are even, and even with fire, there's typically ashes or piles of ashes from where it came from. There's nothing there at all. So it's really kind of hard to determine what could have caused this, but you absolutely are sure magic had something to do with it to keep it this contained.
Yeah.
Can I do just, a thing? Oh, sorry.
When yeah, I just would. All I would say is I pick up and have like a handful of ash and just say, this, whatever did this, is something to be avoided, I would say.
Upon seeing the scorched earth and knowing that my mom was coming, I'm going to cast Sending to Henrietta and say, Mom, are you okay?
Clover, where are you?
Oh, I can't respond. We used my spell slots.
I'm okay. I'm on my way. We're almost there. Stay safe.
I do have another slot. I mean, what was Trenton? I'm safe, but Trenton is completely destroyed.
There's silence.
They don't respond?
No. There's just silence for just a moment. And she goes, oh, how would she respond? Hang on a second. Lauren's got to think about this. It's all gone. We'll be there soon.
Okay, and I hang up the magic phone, and I just sit there and let the ash run through my fingers.
Yeah. Okay. What's everyone else doing?
Standing awkwardly.
Yeah. There were so many people here.
It would seem that perhaps being in that other dimension, that other plane, perhaps saved us.
I would have to agree.
But it didn't save them.
Now, why were we brought there? Thendrin was bringing us there. He was told he had to.
By who?
He didn't say.
No, he just referenced a guy. I don't think he actually said who. I mean,
What about Haven? I mean, what if this happens in Haven?
I don't. For all I know, it already has. We don't know. I don't know where the Scorch ends. We're standing like in the middle of it. Can we even see where it ends?
Mm-mm.
So it is like outside of the city for beyond I can see, basically. Yeah,
it's dark.
It's all dark and all.
Yeah, so we're just standing in the middle of a burnt, like, field.
Crater and night, yeah.
It's at night, yeah. So I genuinely have no idea how much of the earth, the earth Irulan has just been scorched at this point. TBD.
Right.
Gotta start walking.
I'm gonna say, well, we probably shouldn't go too far. My mom's gonna be here soon. I need here? To make sure that she's safe.
How is she going to find you here?
She knows that I'm here.
But where is here?
Trent, what I guess what used to be Trenton. She's coming to Trenton, where she was. Well,
Trenton's a large place, kid, and it's all gone, and it's dark, and we're in an empty field. Unless we're going to scream your mom's name for the next 3 days.
Clover starts screaming his mom's name. as he screams it once as it just kind of echoes through the night to a deafened silence. And then he just kind of stands there defeated.
Roll me perception checks.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, set out on a journey to find something. I don't know what it'll be yet.
7.
But something.
7.
20.
20, okay.
Excuse me, fancy pants. Over.
Well, you know.
6.
19. Nat 20 Steph, you know. MVD.
That wasn't a natural 20.
I know. Shush. Don't take it away from me. No, take it away from her. It's fine. Raquel, Urpax, and Throden, you guys are just trying to understand and trying to encompass what fully happened here. And you're looking around. And up to the north, you actually see trickles of light, like torchlight. And it looks, it's not just one or two torches, it's a multitude of torches.
Okay.
Enough to catch your attention because it's about a mile away. So,
I pull out a tube of parchment and I blow through one end as a rope begins to stream up from the, out from the parchment, up 60 feet in the air into a, I'm crawling up the rope into my extra dimensional space, and I say, guys, come up here. I mean, we don't know what this is. We should probably hide out and kind of observe.
I don't know if I'm really the hide in a dimensional hole type.
Well, darling, he does have a point. We don't want to just be sitting out here like sitting ducks.
We're in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the open, Urpax.
I agree, but over there are people.
Yeah, and up there is a black space that we can crawl into.
You want to make it harder for your mom to find you?
I'd rather just know what this is first. We have no idea what it is.
How do we find out what it is in the hole?
They're coming this direction. We can look out of the hole.
Or we could meet them on our own terms.
Maybe Urpax and I go try to go and talk to whoever is coming our way.
Disagree.
Maybe. I'm not going to let you guys go on your own. Fine.
Don't
and
think
I pull
we should
the rope and it falls. And I start walking in the direction of the people.
Okay. Oh.
Going through his angsty teen years.
Okay, got it. That's why I was trying to let the adults go.
Clover is visibly exhausted. Like, he's kind of slower to walk with his crutch.
Yeah, I just don't think we should, if it is the threat, we shouldn't be splitting the party.
Oh, no, you're totally right. So I'm going to run up to Clover and be like, Clover, darling, please, just hang back just a little bit, you know?
Why? What's the point? This whole town is destroyed. Thousands and thousands of people are dead, Raquel.
Well, and the people we're about to meet are either people who are grieving the loss of those who once lived here, or the ones who did it. And so we need to stay on game.
Clover just walks next to Urpax and Raquel.
I think when he does that, I just go on one knee and put my hand on my shoulder, on his shoulder. He's like, don't worry, Clover. I'm sure everything will be fine. We just need to learn patience.
Wow, that's not the way the world works, but okay.
Clover is just silent. He doesn't really have a response to that.
Clover, I understand why you're angry, but...
Do you?
Yes, darling. I've lived longer than you have, many, many years, and way more than you have. Yes, I do understand.
Fine. Fine, Mom.
Party, fight, part now.
Fine, I'm going to...
PvP.
I am not
going to
beat up a little mouse.
The enemies were with you all along.
I didn't actually say that.
I know. Okay. So, Clover, don't... This is part of life. This is part of adventuring. You wanted to be an adventurer. There's good and there's bad. You are now seeing the bad.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like we're really helping anybody, though.
Sometimes it only feels that way with perspective. Because in the moment, when you're standing in the middle of what used to be a thriving city, incremental good is meaningless. But with perspective, it tends to have more of an impact.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here's what I would like, Clover. We're going to go and we're going to go talk to these beings that are coming our way. I would like you to hold back just a little bit because you're so powerful. You could help us out if it turns out that Urpax and I get into trouble.
Yes, save what's left of your magic in case we got to kill him.
Clover reaches into his pouch and he says, Raquel, I don't know what's going to happen soon, but I have something for you. And like from, I think, episode 3 or 4, ooh. I had gotten your pearl necklace, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said I had been weaving something. So I pull out a small, what appears to be a braided bracelet adorned with different pearls from your necklace on it. And I pull out one that's mine as well. And I say, I wanted you to have this. You've taken really good care of me while we've been out, and I just want you to know that you're my friend, and I appreciate everything that you've done for me. Just please be careful.
Oh my god, Sean, that's the cutest thing ever.
As I tie it onto your wrist.
I'm like literally like mouth agape. Oh, Clover, it's beautiful. You made this?
I did. It definitely doesn't live up to, like, your, like, luxurious, you know, jewelry that's finely crafted, but it's something. An attempt was made. So,
Clover, this is the finest piece of jewelry I've ever owned, and I will wear it with pride every day until I'm not on this Irulan anymore.
Hopefully that's longer than sooner.
Huh? Only time will tell.
The group actually starts getting closer and you see more of them coming over the way.
Clover hangs back.
Yeah, we I don't know. We take up the look of a party of randoms walking towards them. I don't really know what we can really do in an empty field. So
no, just... you're fine.
Tactically, though, would we have them hang back? I don't know how long, like 20 feet, 30 feet?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. Is like, there's only so much, like, you can't be like, you could be 100 feet away from us if we want, but that seems stupid.
No. I'm talking more like 20 to 30 so, to where they're far enough.
I'd say we're walking in a loose group.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough.
Maybe 30 feet front to back between the six of us, five of us.
Fair enough.
Lauren's not in. Lauren's you're walking fine. With us.
just in case Lauren decides to do some shit.
Yeah, there's no NPC.
Okay,
with us,
look,
though,
I'm not gonna be that big of a bag of a dick to you. Like,
I mean, you did just kill all of Trenton.
So. It's all about perception.
Okay. All right.
Because I don't know what this means, I'm going to polymorph. Oh, I don't have that spell slot. Never mind.
Quit blasting all your shit, Sean.
I have never been. I think the first time I've been without uses. I've always used it right, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
and you guys just come from some fun stuff. So the group that's moving towards you, you can see that there seems to be about 30 of them, 30 to 45. The numbers are kind of hard to tell from a distance, but as they go closer, you see a tabard with Haven's insignia on it.
Okay.
And you know that the Haven Guard has arrived.
Full sprint from Clover. The moment he sees it, you see like the dust, like whatever a Clover sprint would be. So average walking speed.
Yeah, pretty much. So you see Clover, like, I don't know, does he chunk his cane or does he just run as fast as he can with his little cane?
He runs with his little cane because he hasn't seen like his mom yet.
Yeah. So Clover sprints off towards the group and you're looking for your mom. And it's Melody. And you hear, Clover? Clover, is that you? And
mom.
Breaks
and then
away.
That's when I drop the cane.
Yeah. She breaks away from the troop and rushes to you and drops the ground and with open arms for you.
Full on hug. And I just start sobbing and I'm like, it's all gone, mom. Trenton's all gone.
And she's just, shh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm here. I see. And she's just patting your back and just rubbing your head and just trying to comfort you.
And I just say, where's mom? Is she in Haven? Is she safe?
She's safe. She is safe, dear. She's safe at home. Okay. Well, I'm here now. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here. And, you see CeeLo, is walking up behind her and she looks very troubled at the scene before. And, Laura Lena is next to her as they survey the entire area. And Laura Lena's jaw just drops. She goes, What happened?
Last thing we saw a rather strange looking dragon. It seemed to be covered in
did
mushrooms.
We recognize it as Toad?
Clover would have absolutely recognized it as Toad because he tried to talk to him.
It was Toad. Toad was here, but I don't know if he was fighting against what was happening or if he was engaging with against them. I don't know. Did it look like Toad was part of the thrall that was destroying this town,
he
or was Toad fighting stuff
did.
Up?
He absolutely looked.
It was Toad. Toad did this.
Toad did this.
I watched it with my own eyes. Why would Toad do that?
Laura Lena starts saying several things in Orcish, like very softly, that just eventually turns into shouting. You could tell that she is just cursing. She goes, "We should have listened to Wrath," and she storms away for a second. And CeeLo looks lost and hurt. She's, Toad, when did you see him? What? I don't understand.
I don't know. How long have you been traveling? We don't know how long we were gone. We went somewhere. We got taken to another plane.
And Melody kind of pulls back. She's like, I heard from you 3 days ago.
It's been 3 days?
It's been 3 days.
And I look
days.
At the rest of the group.
I just give you kind of like that, like, generic Ooh. Shrug.
That's not going to say like, toe-to-so, but I toe-to-so.
Like,
I mean, considering what, like, things like the Fae Force, this is actually not too bad. Like,
this isn't too bad?
I lost 4 weeks back a couple years. A couple years ago.
I've heard rumors of
Raquel
something.
Loses time all the time.
All the time.
Was in the woods, tried to catch a rabbit, needed something to eat. Boom. 4 weeks later, I'm back where I started.
I go on a bender and it's like gone.
I remember reading that somebody I've actually lost 5 years in the Fae Force at one time.
Would I know what he's talking about?
I don't know, man. That's up to you. You would know about the Fae Forest, I think. You guys would know the differences of the Fae Forest.
Oh, darling, that's nothing. I knew someone that lost 10 years. It's fine.
CeeLo interrupts. Toad caused all this destruction by himself?
I think something was influencing him.
There were also portals. Creatures came through them.
She points to you, Threaten. What creatures and what do these portals look like?
It has been a few weeks since those portals happened, Lauren.
It's okay. So you explain what the portals look like and the different creatures. And she...
Hey, Lauren, what did the portals look like and what were the creatures?
Yeah.
I've...
That was fair.
For the listener.
It was like, for the listener, sorry. They were like people portals that opened up. And it looked like you could only see through one way, which was in. And these creatures that emerged looked like diseased tieflings almost, except their faces and their bodies were just covered in boils, and they're very warped, and they moved really quickly. And the other things that came out of the portals were some lizard folk and some human that you guys have encountered before in the past. So it was like a full-on army. It was a shit ton of people.
Okay. So a lot of fucking bad things marched out.
A lot of bad things marched into Trenton right before you guys got whisked away.
Okay. I'm writing notes down for the first time. We got.
I'm proud of you. Yay.
Voila,
Kyle, get inspiration.
Trenton is dead. Okay, great. All right. Well, shit. So then we explain all of this to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you explained the attack that had happened. And in the meantime, while you're talking to CeeLo, Laureline is having everyone spread out just to look for literally anything. And Melody is just holding on to Clover.
Urpax,
everything.
Urpax assigns himself a job at like the whatever area people are not wandering around looking for random shit.
Okay.
That is a waste of time. So
Thurden will tell like Laurelina or somebody the underground was still untouched.
It was. Maybe. And she kind of just snaps her fingers and sends down. And then she looks kind of over at your zombie questioningly for a moment. What is that?
A bartender.
That is added protection.
Noted. And she sends a couple people down to the sewers to see if there's any survivors or anything.
Lauren, I'd probably go talk to Laurelina.
Okay.
She's here, right?
Yeah, she absolutely is.
Okay.
And there's a small group of people with her, and she's kind of helping look around, trying to scout out areas, trying to see basically if there's anything left from Trenton.
Okay. So I'm going to take my bottle of wine, and I'm going to take a big swig out of it. And walk up to Laurelina and be like, darling, are you okay?
She looks very troubled.
I hand her also my bottle of wine.
She grins and takes a drink. And she goes, I've never seen destruction like this, ever. If this happened in Trenton, where else is this going to happen at?
I haven't figured out where it ends yet.
I don't either.
Well, you walked here, right? I assume eventually you were on a not fucked up place, and then you got here.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
How far out was that?
It was probably a couple miles.
I have no idea what the kind of perimeter we're looking at here is. Trenton wasn't small,
it absolutely gone. Was not. It's one of the largest cities out here, and it's decimated.
I've seen a lot of magic. I've seen some shit, and I have no idea what could do this.
We've got. I don't know.
This isn't even like you'd need every dragon alive to do this, and even then, it would take more than 3 days.
It absolutely would, and they have Toad on their side, and Toad alone couldn't even do half of this. This is just. It's overwhelming, and I don't know where to go with this, to be honest.
Same.
Scratches her head, she looks around.
I don't know. The next thing on my bucket list or mission list is much further away.
That's valid. So I think, darling, I don't know what this, but we can probably figure it out. Did you ever hear from your Uncle Aramel?
I haven't, actually. But it's been about 6 days now. Yeah, it's been about 6 days.
Has it only been 6 days?
Yeah. because it took you three days to get to
Trenton. That's a long fucking 6 days, man.
Took you 3 days to get to Trenton. On the third day, you guys the whole shit happened. And then you guys were stuck 3 more days in Grifto, and they came. So it's been 6 days.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. No,
timing all checks out. It makes sense.
No, I'm just like, that happened like three months ago. I would have thought you would have heard from him. It'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine.
He's probably out doing, I don't know, piratey stuff or something. He is the pirate king.
That's a thing he does.
Or he's drunk under a table. I don't know. He does a lot of things, Auntie Raquel. I can't keep up with him.
I know, love. Anyway.
6 day bender. That's not even that bad.
Really. No.
That's the beginning of an Aramel bender. Yeah. That's when everybody's still having fun. Yeah.
It hasn't taken the real turn yet.
I've also sent word to Marcus, but I haven't heard back from him either, but he's a lot farther away.
Marcus. Huh, okay.
I'm going to say either in character, this should happen since it happened to me personally. With the reference to Marcus, Erpax looks like, oh shit, that's right, Marcus. because that's what Kyle's doing now that you've said that.
It's okay. I get you. I did something similar.
It's like, oh shit. That's right. That's super important for me. Fuck. Okay.
Really? I mean, why would you contact Marcus? I mean, you know, he's fine, but you know.
I think we should go investigate what's going on with Marcus. It's not normal for him to not reply like that, right?
Right, because he hasn't responded. Like, I know he gets stuck in books sometimes, probably literally, but typically he takes the time to respond back. He's a nice little pen pal. I don't understand half the things he says, but he's a nice little pen pal.
I just picture him physically getting stuck in books.
I mean, he's not Aramel getting stuck in paintings.
Matt just keeps getting stuck places.
I keep forgetting that one day I just need to send Matt a picture of sheep. Just like a painting, like a full, you know. Anyway,
full on painting.
I think we need to go. Yeah, I'm worried about Marcus. That's really unlike him. I think that's where we need to go next.
Where is the War Mage College now?
He's probably the only one who would know what kind of magic could do this.
I don't know. I mean, Marcus isn't a bad guy. He's just not my type of people, you know?
I'm not saying you have to date him.
Darling, are you kidding me? I can do way better than that.
Yes, but will the ruffian you find on the street that's more to your taste have any fucking clue what happened here?
Ugh, I just, you know, here's the deal. I like Marcus enough. We just hung out once or twice and it was awkward. So, no, that's fine. Let's go to the War Mage College. It'll be fine.
Actually, he moved. He's over in the Leering Tower, but I haven't been there.
Where's the Leering Tower?
The Leering Tower is like 2 weeks northwest. So if you go on our Tabletop Champions map, or for my players, if you look into you're currently down in the bottom left at Trenton. Kind of hold on. Oops, I accidentally zoomed it in pink.
I think it's Turtle.
Trenton. Right there. That's where you're at.
/map2?
It is map 2.
All right.
Something like that. I didn't know if the link still worked or not. So
does not work. But it redirects to our website that does work. And there's a link that you can click that says maps. So I don't know. Go there. Go to tabletopchampions.com /maps/world. There it is. Tabletopchampions.com/world is all of the world maps. Mm. And a couple of things and a website that maybe needs to be updated.
So, in the bottom left is Trenton, and then the top right is the Leering Tower.
Okay. Over there.
Away. Way up yonder.
Wait, did you actually mark it? I'm sorry. Ooh, whoa. Whoa, that's far. That's only 2 weeks? That seems a lot. That
depends on...
I don't know. I'm to go from at, Haven to Trenton.
You know, that's a valid point. I don't fucking know. I'm bad at judging this shit.
So am I. terrible at it.
This...
Yeah, it seems pretty far.
Actually, although, where is
make the Mage College?
Fuck if I know.
The original one? Or
the original one that was in the sky? That fell down.
Right.
Yeah,
That's where I put the Leering Tower at. The world got kind of cattywampus, remember? The world shifted.
So that is the Mage College.
Yeah, the Leering Tower is kind of like, is the remnants of the Mage College.
So is it like the crashed Steebrook with like the building's still there, basically?
Roll me a history check.
Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum. Where is my history? 10. I don't know.
10. Maybe?
Yeah. Oh.
Sure. Kind of hard to remember.
So we're going to sail. So we need a boat, probably, because it seems like that's a bad walk. But not that bad of a boat if we can go, you know, west.
Well, darling, I can help us with a boat.
Assuming we don't, you know, fall off the side of this flat earth that we're on. I'm assuming that we're dealing with some sort of...
We are flat earth.
Yeah. This is a hard pivot at episode 204 to the flat earth cast. I think I'm going to launch myself up in a rocket just to verify. Next week, tune in.
Oh, so you're wanting to go to the left.
Well, yes. I'm just thinking, because otherwise...
Generally on a map, that's west, Stephanie.
Yes. Shut.
Yeah. Well, no, because, I mean, obviously, I was looking right. I wasn't really thinking about going left. So, anyway, or whatever. So,
east,
west. East, yep. Right. Okay.
But it's just if we go...
I know maps.
If we go east, we not only have to go probably... We have to go further east and... also a whole bunch north, whereas if we go, I think it's less far west, equally north. I mean we're fucked,
but there is the issue of where are we going to get a boat from darling. The destroyed port city.
Yeah, so hold on.
Well,
so,
slight problem. Yes,
so Lauren, would it be reasonable that I would be able to have a fleet meet us in Avisac?
That's
Is that have reasonable? To
communicate that somehow, right? I mean,
you have to send a message, and you could probably get a boat.
Why would we go to Avisac if we're on this coast?
Well, if we don't have anywhere to get a boat, right? So, like, we'd have to basically go. Like, we're not going to get a boat in Haven. So we'd have to be able to get a boat in the Lost Woods. That's not going to work. or Wraith. I mean, like, the next coastal place that isn't Trenton is pretty far. And so if there are contacts in Avisac, then it's not that bad of a straight shoot to Avisac and then a boat.
But ships would still know where Trenton is, isn't it? Because Trenton is a coastal city.
Sure, Trim but we just, is, yeah. How do we communicate to them?
Oh, yeah.
And I guess
I don't know, you guys are magic. Figure it out.
Hold on, here's the deal. My thing is, I'm looking
somebody
at where...
Somebody had the ability to do sending, but blew all their... Blew
I, have their one, I have one more that I can cast. Mama. I have one more third level spell that I can cast.
So here's, I guess, my thing, Lauren. So obviously, Aramel's Rest is almost in between both coasts.
Mm-hmm.
Where would I potentially have contacts that I could get to? Or, like, because honestly, I would say that because of my contacts, I could go to Avisac and just know someone. I don't have to have
something
all the way. But I feel like Avisac is closer than some of these other ones. And so I feel like that would be my stronger suit, but I don't know.
It's a straight shot. We'd go through Haven. So, you know, that's probably good for Clover and his mama. Mm-hmm. So we can have an extra hug.
Oh, and I would like to go to Nodaladon. They have the best shopping there.
All right, you just inserted a shopping episode a couple episodes out. That's fine.
You're welcome.
Those are always fun. I like that.
That was a really good yes and, Stephanie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that it works. I mean, I'm not exactly excited to walk through the wastes or the wailing marshes, but I guess we could probably avoid those. Sound bad?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
All right, so I guess okay,
that's our plan.
Yeah, plan. We did it. Let's jump back to being a crunky old man. all right, where were we when we took an aside there of where to go?
Talking about Marcus.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know where we can get a boat. I assume the boats. Oh, we haven't gone to the coast, which I'm not exactly sure which direction it is we are from right now, but I don't know if any boats are left. But I'm guessing nah.
Darling, I know you want to go up to the what is that thing called? Leaning Tower, right? I mean, you want to go there, so it's going to be a long trek, but I do have friends that are in Avasak that could easily get us there, even in New Yenpool. Like, I have quite a few connections when it comes to the sea, and I can get us there, but we're going to have to walk a while.
Yeah, we're still looking at quite a distance, but I think it's what we have to do. I know it's what we have to do.
Well, and Haven is along the way, and Clover can see his, you know, moms and, you know, see his homestead. And then I, you know, have a few things to do along the way, but...
All right. You think the kid's going to be able to do a quick rest stop, or are we losing him? What do you think? What's the over-under?
I don't have a good call.
All right. Fair.
All right.
Yep.
So I think we're heading. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
No. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I was just going to say, unless we're resting, I think we're heading to New Haven and then on to New Dolodon and then figuring it out how to get to Avasak from there.
Sounds like a plan. Cool.
Yep.
All right. So the army is still the small Haven Guard group. I don't want to say army because it's not full. Army, but it's a pretty good sized chunk of people are spread out, right? Still looking for any signs of anything. And eventually, after about a few hours, they come back and with nothing. It's seemingly all gone. And CeeLo and Laurelina offer you guys to camp with them for the night before they return back to Haven to discuss next steps.
I would say we oblige.
Yep.
Or at least I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would.
All right. And so you guys camp safely in an encampment with a bunch of people. Is there anything?
No watches.
Booyah. No. They have their own.
Yep. Like it's got our own guard and everything. Just everyone gets to go to sleep.
Perfect. So is there anything anyone or the night is over?
I might try to like talk to Laurelina for a little bit before we go to bed.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, and she has a new lute. You see she is tuning it or trying to tune it. And one string just will not tune the right way, so she just starts cursing a little bit and just eventually puts it away and just pouts.
Okay, so I'm going to go with my bottle of wine and sit next to her and be like, "Darling, why are you so frustrated?"
I mean, this freaking lute that I just bought. I broke mom's lute. last time, and I thought, oh, maybe I could get a new lute, and it's not tuning, and I haven't heard from mom and dad, and I haven't heard from Arabelle, and it's just a little stressful right now, and then all the stuff with Trenton, and she just starts kind of tearing up a little bit. It's just a little overwhelming, but I got this. Right, Erica?
Darling, of course you do, and I put my hand, like my arm around her. Darling, I will tell you, I've seen so many things. I've seen good things. I've been seen sad things. I've seen tragedy and triumph. But you need perseverance. You can't just give up. You have to keep
going? Darling, I know that things are scary right now. This is one of the scariest times in Irulan that I've seen. But we will persevere. You know that, right?
She sniffles and kind of wipes away a tear. She's like, I know, I'm just... How did Mom and Dad do this? This is stressful.
Darling, I don't know. I wasn't there.
I'm sorry.
The only difference from Steph's actual answer is she wasn't going to say, I wasn't there.
But what I do know is that your parents, Aramel, they're nothing special other than they're determined and they are committed to saving the world. They're just ordinary like you and I, but they ended up doing something special which made them special. So we can do the same.
She fiddles for a moment, and then she looks up at you and she says, What if I can't feel their footsteps?
Darling. Darling, you have two amazing parents that have made an amazing little half Torkling. Okay. You are stronger than both your parents combined. They know it. I know it. You just need to believe it.
She sighs and kind of leans in on your shoulder. You're right. It's just, it seems dark right now, literally and figuratively. But,
darling, I understand that. But your mother was a young, scared adventurer at one time.
I assume Scrag was, too. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know. Not a whole lot scares him. No, I tried. Maybe I scared him a little. I don't know.
I'm sure the time you brought your first boyfriend home, that was the scariest thing he'd had.
Well, anyways.
But that was scary for Scrag or the boyfriend?
Yes.
Girl, and the answer to that question again is yes.
Girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
Just both.
Lena decides, you know, it's just, you know, they. So you are stronger than what you think you are. And it will be okay. And I feel good that we will figure out what is this big darkness that's looming over us.
Yeah, you're right. We'll find the answers. We'll kick ass. We'll find Mom and Dad, and we'll put Irulan back to the way it needs to be, without craziness. Right? Right.
Absolutely, darling. And then I give her my bottle of wine.
And she drinks with you for the rest of the night.
Oh, great. Can we tell stories all night?
Absolutely.
Can we be super, like, kind of hungover the next day?
Absolutely.
This is all I wanted.
Is anyone doing anything else for the night?
Just hanging out with my mom.
I think Fennel like is like off into the in the background seeing Clover, and one of the moms is like, he has like an unsure look to him. He's like going back and forth, like, should I go? Should I not? Like, they did mention like they kind of adopt him into the family.
If Clover saw you, he would invite you over.
Yeah. Fennel, as you're kind of contemplating what to do, you feel an itch again on your foot, right where that tattoo is.
Mm-hmm.
And as you itch it and you look at it, you realize that it's grown more leaves and it starts crawling up your leg.
Ooh. Fennel kind of has like a scared look to his face and just like looks around and like kind of just runs off trying to find Thordan.
Okay.
I'm in Thordan, sorry.
Throden. Throden's day.
Throden.
So you find Throden. What's Throden doing right now? He's got a zombie doing.
Yeah, he's probably just sitting and like eating something.
A leg?
I don't know where he's gonna get a leg from though.
I don't know. He's got a zombie, so I was hoping. But right, okay,
maybe
so
if I was trying to get a, maybe if I was trying to get a skeleton instead.
That's fair. It's fair. So you find Throden.
Throden, I kinda need your help.
What is it?
You remember that leaf thing I showed you before, you know, the city got destroyed and all that?
Oh, yeah, yes. What about it?
It's grown a bit. Like a lot.
So, Throden, like, looks... Throden actually is going to hold up his hand and, like, a cloud of spores coalesces in his hand, and he'll snap his fingers, and it kind of ignites. And he's going to hold it up next to Fennel's leg so he can look at it better.
Okay. So you look at his leg, and it appears that the leaves have grown, or the vine that's growing up on his leg has added a couple more branches with more leaves. It's definitely gotten bigger, and there's just more added to it. You know what? Roll me. Let me think for a second. Do you have a religion check?
I mean, I'm not trained in it, but it's a roll that I could do.
Give it a roll. Give it a roll. Give it a religion roll.
16.
Nice.
You're looking at nice. These leaves, and you know, you don't know a whole lot about gods, but nature's kind of your forte. You do know nature gods. And you kind of know their signs and insignias. The leaves that are growing on his leg actually look almost a little bit more like feathers, like they're leaf feathers. And you can see on his leg that there's a small little snake head on it. And you recognize, with everything, putting it all together, you recognize that this is kind of almost like a Jazarian tattoo of a goddess. You're not sure why he's receiving it. You're not sure how it got there, but that's what it reminds you of.
Wait, he has... Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. I remember... Okay.
That name sounds familiar for some reason. Almost like I've heard it before. I don't know where, though.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah. Throden will say, these leaves, they look more like feathers.
And feathers?
But there's a... It looks like this might be a snake rather than a vine. This could be a sign of Jazarian?
Would Nal know about Jazarian?
Roll me a religion check, my dude.
Okay, one moment. 11, so no.
Nah, fam, you grew up in a tree.
Oh, jeez. So, what is this Jazarian? It's like, I didn't really study the... Is he a god or something like that?
I believe that you would call them that, yes. They are tied to nature in some ways.
This doesn't make any sense. It's like, my order, yes, we were religious, but not to the point where we actually had a patron god or anything like that. I don't see why Jazarian would mark me or anything like that. What am I supposed to do? It's like, you know more about this nature stuff than I do. It's like, granted, I live in a tree, or lived in a tree before I got kicked out, but never experienced anything like this or even read anything like this before.
My knowledge of beings such as this is limited. I know of them, but not why they do what they do. But perhaps they have taken notice of you. This may be an indication that they want something from you. Perhaps.
But any idea what it might be?
No.
Well, thanks for the help, but I don't know what to do about this information, except for maybe sleep on it. Thanks, Thorden. It may not seem much, but it helps.
Good.
Enjoy your dinner, and and just walk away. It's like
before you go, Thorden. Would you like a mushroom?
Oh, that's so sweet.
How cute.
Maybe later. I got a lot to think about. But thank you.
Very well.
And I just turn around and walk away with confusion on my face. It's like,
and your leg.
Yeah. Like, every once in a while, I just like keep scratching at it, even though it probably makes it worse.
It doesn't seem like irritated. Like, I mean, the skin is irritated where you scratch at it. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't like, cause bigger tattoos.
It doesn't cause bigger. It, no. It
doesn't spread. No. Okay.
It doesn't spread, no. But.
It's not a poison ivy tattoo.
It's not a poison ivy tattoo. I mean, so the skin's irritated with you consistently. What?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. The skin's a little irritated the more you scratch at it. Major comes from it. So the next day, you guys get a good night's rest. The next day rolls around, and the Haven Guard pack up and start going back to Haven. It's a relatively quiet trip back. Takes 3 days to get to Haven. And as you guys arrive on the next morning, or third morning, you see the gates of Haven.
Clover goes running into the gates.
Is the city on fire?
The city is not on fire.
Okay, city's safe.
Nothing is on fire. Everything's safe. If the sun would be shining, it would be. Or if the sun could shine, it would be. But as you guys approach, there's calls to raise the gates. They are greeted. Everyone comes in. They invite you to stay with them for the night before your next adventures. Stock up on supplies, things like that.
Okay. Sounds like Urpax is going to bed again.
Yeah. Sounds like Raquel is going to a bar again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, sorry, this is just Lauren trying to expedite things.
No, it's good.
Honestly. No, you're doing great, babe.
It would have been 3 days of bullshit, right?
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie.
We're losing nothing.
Even I get tired of that. So you guys spend a night in Haven. You have a good time. You drink. You catch up. Is there anything specific? Anyone wants to do while you're spending the night in Haven?
I spend all the time with my parents.
Okay. I think this is when Fonel actually does like face the fact that he didn't do a very good job of protecting Clover, and he's gonna face the music.
Melody and Henrietta are actually open to you. Henrietta seems a little cross with the situation, but Melody's just like, no, he was fine. Calm down.
I was fine, Mom. He took good care of me. I'm still safe out of all of Trenton.
See? He's fine. So they kind of quell that, but they do welcome you to the table, and they offer you the couch for the night to stay at. And the next morning, Henrietta is already in the kitchen making morning delights. Biscuits, or not biscuits, but muffins for the next morning.
Awesome.
Yeah. And you guys gather your things and get ready to go.
Ooh. Only one thing, sorry. One quick thing I'm remembering. I would have checked to see if there was a note or anything for me at the bar. There might not be.
There is not.
But, yeah, all right. I was probably expecting a note from Trenton, and the guy's dead. All right. Moving on.
Clover shows up as you guys are rallying to go, and he doesn't have his adventurer's pack on.
I look at Raquel and I say, shit, should have taken the money up. I should have taken a bet on that. listen, kid, shit gets rough out there, but I think you could handle it if you wanted to.
I know I could, Urpax. That's why I need to stay here. I can't let what happened to Trenton happen here.
That's fair. I understand it. You want to protect your family. But we're
we're going to go trek out and try to figure out what caused Trenton. And, you know, could be helpful to have someone who understands magic, even if they don't understand a lot of the rest of the world. That's you I'm talking about. I'm talking about you.
I know, Rapax, and I'll get in touch with you, but I can't. I can't do this to my mom anymore. I mean, Melody's good with it, but Henrietta, you know, I'll have all the time to adventure in the world later.
Then do it for her.
I look at the rest of the group.
I go up to Clover, and I go and give him a big hug. Like a huge hug, like rattling him around, like swinging him around, big hug, you know. And says, darling, I understand why you can't come with us anymore. But I want you to know that you're a very capable adventurer. You're much stronger than what you think you are.
Thanks, Raquel. But I gotta stay, guys. I can't. And I look over at Fennel and I say, I met someone, Fennel, and now it's on you to take care of his friend. And I pat my pouch and I motion to his.
I put my hand in my pouch.
And you pull out the silver disc.
You're a good brother, Fennel. You took real good care of me.
That's what brothers are for, right? Are you sure that you want to stay? Is like,
I'm not really sure of anything right now. I think the only thing that I'm sure of is that I need my family safe. Well, and that, I mean, you guys are my friends. I'm sure of that.
Well, just don't get to thinking that being an adventurer is a desk job.
Oh, no, I'm fairly sure of that now. There's the reason the stories are great, and maybe someday I'll have some of my own, but now's not that time.
Kid, if you don't already have a story to tell, you weren't paying attention.
Clover thinks for a second. He's like, yeah, I guess we did do a lot, didn't we?
That's what I'm saying. Perspective.
Darling, you need to sit here and protect Haven. And they should feel very lucky to have you to protect them.
And I look over at Henrietta and I say, yeah, Mom and I talked last night, and it sounds like I'm going to be initiating the guard, at least for now.
Henrietta blanches for a second, and Melody's, hey, it's okay. She's like, you didn't tell me we had this conversation. We talked about this. And then now they have angry whisperings back and forth. But Melody just calls out from the side, it's okay. Yes, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
And I flash my new little badge, my new little thing. I beam at the group. I just hope you guys don't think that I'm copping out.
Never.
You do what you got to do, kid, but.
Well, maybe. No, I'm just joking.
Raquel.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't actually say that.
That's kind of what.
I know, right? I was like, well, say, though, you know, maybe. Kind of
like, well, I mean, a little, like, if we're being honest. But, you know, you do you.
Throden will go over to Clover, put his hand on his shoulder, and say, perhaps this is what you were meant to do. Perhaps that is why you survived what happened to Trenton.
Maybe.
So that you could continue to live on and protect Haven.
I mean, maybe. But I hope that one day I get to see you guys again under better circumstances and maybe go on another adventure.
Always.
Darling, you know where my establishment is. You should come by. See it.
It'll be great. Maybe we'll have another drink together.
Oh, darling, anytime.
Henrietta calls out, you better not give him alcohol.
Oh, ginger ale.
Mom, I'm good with it now.
You should have to throw my hand. Place.
I throw my hand over his little, like.
I can, how did you say it? How did you say it, Raquel? I can drink them under the table.
And I could totally drink you under the table, Mom. I already put my hand on top of your mouth. You are quiet now. kids, you don't know where they pick these things up.
And Melody at this point is ushering Henrietta off back inside the paving. Like, no, we just need to give them some time, honey. Yes, it's okay, I promise.
I just whispered to Raquel, like, I think you're going to eventually get us all killed.
Darling, the only way you'll live is with me.
All right.
Yeah. I think we've, I don't know. Peck so, said his piece, so.
Yeah. I think we're moving on.
Yeah. And,
Throden will offer Clover a mushroom.
And you hear in the back of your head, Throden, hugs. They like hugs.
So Throden goes over to offer Clover a mushroom.
Clover takes the mushroom and he's like, thanks, sir. Maybe for old time's sake. And he munches it down.
Okay.
And he trips.
No, you feel really good. It's, yeah, you feel full and full of energy, and then Throden will actually kind of like awkwardly like kneel down and reach his arms around you.
Yes!
And Clover gives you back a hug, and I don't know how that makes you feel, but it makes Clover feel warm.
It feels like the first time.
So probably not makes you feel
right. Feels like the first time.
It feels like the first time that, you know, we actually hugged Ben. Just love.
Then thrown here, yeah. And with that, you guys say your farewells to sweet, sweet Clover and begin your trek to New Doladon, and that is where we're going to end tonight's episode.
Sorry, Clover left, guys.
Boo. No, it's okay.
I'm quitting the podcast. That's not true.
We don't need you anymore.
Next week, Blover shows up. What's up, guys?
I'm Blover. What up? I'm Blover.
This time I can walk, but my arm's all fucked up.
Wow.
Sorry. As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by all the ways that I've always said that you can keep in touch with us. And until next time, toodles.
Bye. 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 Bye.